The tax break is designed to encourage businesses to turn minimum wage jobs into $12 an hour jobs. The legislation offers a $5,000 tax credit each year for 5 years for creating a post paying at least that much. Stephen Mullen, president of the financial consulting firm eConsult, says the bill could be a net gain for the city.
My guess would be, based on the types of employment that they're talking about here, that it would have a positive net effect. But yes, there would be some businesses that would get a subsidy for people they're already hiring.
Mayor Michael Nutter says he's considering whether to sign the bill sponsored by Councilman Wilson Good Jr.
I've actually not read the legislation. I'm aware of the legislation. I mean, it seems certainly consistent with a number of other efforts that we've been involved with and worked with the councilman on.
Nutter says he hopes to review the bill over the weekend. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.